Hello, everyone, and welcome to The Lineup with Dave Prodan. I'm Dave Prodan, and while we have another gap week in programming as we finish up the regular CT season with the Shiseido Tahiti Pro presented by Outer Known, we do have a fresh episode of One-on-One to enjoy, hosted by Joe Trappel and featuring a conversation with Caroline Marks, filmed last month in South Africa. The Shiseido Tahiti Pro presented by Outer Known, the final stop of the regular CT season, has a lot on the line. First and foremost, it will decide the WSL Final Five men's and women's surfers who will compete for the world title at September's Rip Curl WSL Finals at Lower Trestles. On the men's side, we had three slots locked with Felipe Toledo, Ethan Ewing, and Griffin Colapinto all decided before Tahiti. But Ewing has had to withdraw from the final event of the regular season after suffering fractured bones in his lower back while warming up at Chopu. His status for the finals is undetermined at this point, as are the final two positions on the men's side, currently being sought after by Zhao Xianca, Iago Dora, Gabriel Medina, Jean-Jean Florence, Leonardo Fioravanti, and Ryan Callanan. On the women's side, we have Carissa Moore, Tyler Wright, Caroline Marks, and Molly Picklum all locked in for the Rip Curl WSL Finals, and the final spot being battled for by Caitlin Simmers, Stephanie Gilmore, and Tatiana Weston-Webb. Secondly, the event will play a role in finalizing the Tier 1 qualifiers for the 2024 Olympic Games, also being held at Chopu. The Shiseido Tahiti Pro presented by Outer Known is currently underway and likely running when this episode airs, so be sure to check it out at worldsurfleague.com and the WSL app. Do not miss it. And before we get to today's one-on-one episode, it's important to acknowledge the devastation that's happened in Maui as a result of the wildfires over the last week. The Lahaina community has not only produced world-class surfers of their own, but it is a special place in the hearts of the Hawaiian community and the surfing world at large. The WSL is supporting efforts on the ground and will support in recovery efforts as well. If you're able to, please consider supporting as well. All right, please enjoy One-on-One with Joe Trappel and Caroline Marks.
The good old clap, take one.
That's right.
How many of you knew what you wanted to be when you were 7 years old?
I did. I wanted to be a world champion.
Hey, is there honesty involved in this podcast? Can we be honest?
We can shut your lips.
And then I'll just say, put them up once. Let's go.
He's like, you look too pretty on the wave. Get ugly.
We can talk about DMT if you want.
I thought you were boxing.
Caroline.
How's it going, Joe?
Good.
Nice to see you.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Have a seat.
Perfect. This is like pretty cool, just having a combo with Joe.
Have fun, yeah.
Yeah,
this is great.
Fun.
This is great.
Yeah, I love it.
That was like a movie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. We got a feature in acting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Take two.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that before?
No, actually.
Nice.
I haven't. Yeah, I haven't done that. I've done like the walk up and down the beach a lot, but never like,
yeah,
just give you a hug and introduce. I don't know.
I've always heard Red Bull does like a lot of training with like,
yeah,
stuff like interviews and everything.
Uh-huh.
Do they do that?
Yeah, I've had a few like, I don't know, courses on like social media classes and stuff like that. It's super interesting for sure.
Oh, cool.
And interviews, and like sometimes you do an interview and people ask you stuff you don't want to talk about, and it's like, they kind of teach you how to like direct it so you want to like, they do it so you get the point across that you want to, not like what they want to.
Right.
Like it's uncomfortable.
You can like kind of take control.
Right, exactly.
Oh, that's cool.
And they teach you like, it's okay if you don't want to answer a question.
Definitely.
That was a big thing for me, because I was like, what if they ask something you don't talk about? And I'm like, it's easy just to say like, oh, it's, we're not talking about that, or like, you kind of direct the question in a way that kind of answers it, but not really.
Yeah, yeah,
but
totally.
Like, it's like a
and then if you have to, you can say, let's move on.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I love saying in some of your heats, Caralupo, Alkaline. Who gets credit for giving you that nickname?
Gosh, that's a funny question, because I feel like I've heard that since I've been kind of little. I think since like the Fox days, and I wrote for Fox, Frankie D'Andrea kind of started me with that name. and just a few friends from Florida that I grew up with surfing with. Just would call me Caralupa or Alkaline or Lupo. I don't know. I got a lot of nicknames. But yeah, it's very flattering because Aki's one of my favorite surfers ever. So it's just a flattering thing. But yeah, I don't know. Just people started saying it and I'll just roll with it, I guess.
Yeah. It's the goofy thing and obviously sure. The greatest goofy footer ever, Mark Acalupo. Do you watch a lot of tape from Aki?
Yeah, I actually was watching his skins when he won like all those skins at Bells yesterday. And I was just kind of getting all psyched for just Jay Bay. I feel like that was a kind of a good clip to watch before surfing this wave. So I do watch him often and try to surf like him. I don't know how well it's working, but
why is his backhand so good? Why is every backhand compared to his?
I don't know. Maybe just the way he like just positions himself like on the wave and his timing and just like how flowy he is in between maneuvers. I think like his style, just his bottom turn is like a whole turn in itself. Like the turn he did at Bells this year was pretty incredible. I think he got an 8 for one turn. But it was really like two turns because his bottom turn was like a whole turn and then the top turn was like amazing. So, yeah.
Pretty crazy in surfing.
Yeah.
For how long he's been retired, I mean, and the way he still surfs today, but how we're still looking at what he does and his type of surfing would fit into the criteria today too.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's pretty incredible. I think he's kind of a surfer that is never going to kind of go out of style. You're always going to hear like, you know, oh, Aki, like surf like Aki, you know, whoever it is in many future generations. And I think that's really cool. Same with Andy and Bruce and guys like that, Kelly Slater, and the list kind of goes on and on. I know I'm forgetting a lot, but people like that, you know, I feel like you're always going to, you know, hear their names just because they've left such a great legacy and they're just styles or ones to remember.
How does it feel when people say you've got the best backhand on tour?
Yeah, it's obviously like super flattering and really cool. And I guess like flattering is the best way to kind of answer that is, it just feels really good, I guess.
Let's go back a bit. Let's go really far back. Your earliest, most vivid surfing memory.
Yeah. It's funny because I used to ride horses a lot, and that's kind of what I remember doing when I was little, to be honest, not really surfing. My oldest brother actually was like the surfer in the family, and I was just the farm girl and rode horses. And I kind of just like, it's kind of just what I did. But I guess my first memory on a surfboard was just kind of surfing behind my house in Florida and just kind of wanting to be like my brothers. Like, that's it. Just coming and crying if I didn't hit a section that they wanted me to. Like, that's my memory of, like, growing up and surfing in Florida. It was cool. Like, we were able to walk to the beach and you'd surf with, like, your school teachers. You know, it's just, it was a small little town I grew up in. So that was really cool. And I guess that's, like, really my first memory of surfing and starting this whole journey.
What's the wave like by your house?
It's just like a little beach break. And obviously Florida, you know, it's known for like kind of like shorter period swells and wind swell. And so when the wind comes up, you're actually stoked because there's waves. Just a fun little beach break, lefts and rights. And yeah.
I love these early stories. I mean, you did mention come in crying because your brothers wanted a lot out of you, right? The way to help you surf and not hold back, and they expected a lot out of your performance, huh?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, at the time, I was like, gosh, you guys are so mean. But now I'm, like, grateful for it because I feel like I wouldn't really be in the position I am without them at all. I don't even know if I would have started surfing if it wasn't for my brothers. It really all just stemmed from wanting to be like them. And I've always loved the ocean and always thought surfing was really cool, but I just kind of did it because they did it, you know? They definitely expected a lot out of me, and I think they knew my potential better than I did. I didn't really know, and the whole thing was just super new to me. But I'm stoked they did that. And I know they're brutal, but they're also like really supportive, so they weren't all bad.
Let's name the siblings, oldest to youngest.
Yeah, so it goes Luke, Zach, myself, Jack, Dawson, and Victoria. So 1 of 6.
So cool. And you are the, where do you fit in
I'm
there?
I'm third, right? The right third. In the middle, yeah.
Oh, perfect.
So, yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Who would you say pushes you the most in surfing, or is it a collective effort?
I think probably my two older brothers, probably Luke and Zach, I'd say the most. That's kind of who got me into surfing. And I don't know. I just, yeah, definitely them. The whole family pushes me for sure, but I'd say my two older brothers, definitely.
Who's the funniest?
That's a hard one. Everyone's got such a different personality, and everyone kind of wants to one-up each other and has their own thing going on. Like, you know, someone will be like, oh, you're a surfer, so I'm not going to be a surfer. I'm going to be a skater or snowboarder. Like, that's kind of how it is. Or I'm going to go into business. And, you know, like, so everyone's got their own thing going on. But, gosh, my little brother Dawson's really funny, his character. Everyone's pretty funny, though, I'd say, for sure.
Who's the smartest?
my brother Zach, for sure. He created business and he knows how to write code. It's like, whoa. Yeah, he's definitely the smartest for sure.
That is rad.
He's gonna hate that I say that. He's always like, people think I'm so smart because I started a business. I'm like, you are smart.
It's a compliment.
Own it, right?
Own that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a gift for yeah. sure. Mm-hmm. Thinking about you, describe yourself as a surfer.
Myself as a surfer. No, this is always a weird one. I don't really know how to explain myself, but yeah, I feel like I'm more of like a, I don't know, I feel like I put a lot of pressure on my back foot when I surf, more of like a powerful surfer, I guess, low center of gravity. And yeah.
No shame. No shame. Do you want me to talk about it? I can talk about you all day.
You talk, yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I'm so bad at that. I feel awkward, like I don't want to. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Let's start with this one. Maybe we'll go back to it. Describe yourself as a competitor.
Competitor. Wow, yeah, definitely. I'm definitely super competitive competitor. I've always been competitive since I was little, just with everything, whether it was a card game or an actual competition or whatever, you know? But yeah, I think, I don't know, just aggressive, I guess. I don't know, just... kind of extreme, like if I want to do something, I really want to do it. Like I want to, I'm going to try my hardest and I'm going to give it my all no matter what, you know? So, yeah.
And you probably thank your family for giving you that competitive spirit.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Were you a good loser? Were you a good sport when you were playing games with your siblings?
Not really. No, I would have a meltdown and not be stoked. And it'd be like this huge family talk at dinner and, yeah, a lot of tears and stuff. I don't know if it was because I was a sore loser. I think it was maybe just because I hated that feeling so much. I feel like I've gotten better at it, you know, just being like, okay, like, instead of just being so hard on myself, I'm like, hey, this is a way to learn, you know, where I used to just be like, oh, I'm like, just, yeah, I don't even want to say what I thought, but just like the worst, just like, oh, f- this, like, you're not allowed to put that. Sorry.
No, this is your interview. Yeah, yeah, we can. I might come with you in a second on this if I'm feeling it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, I was just so competitive. Obviously, like, when you really want to win at something and you lose, it's the worst feeling ever. So just a lot of tears and, yeah, so I'm maybe not the best loser when I was little at all.
That's how you learn, huh?
For sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So
it makes you want to win. Do you think you have to have a bit of that on tour? You know, of that, like, almost that, like, hate of losing? It's that feeling you're trying to avoid at all costs. Do you need that to be at this level?
For sure. I think there's a really good balance. You know, I think I'm still learning about it for sure. You know, I haven't mastered either. You know, I'm still learning how to take the losses. Obviously, some are harder than others, but I do think you have to hate losing to want to win for sure. I just think... when you do lose, you just have to, you know, learn from it. And I think that's been my biggest thing this year even is being like, okay, like, how am I going to learn from this? Because when you lose, that's kind of when you learn the most. When you win, you know, it's pretty easy to be like, hey, I won. Like, I did everything right. It's a lot harder to go back and watch your heats and just see what you did wrong when you win, you know. So I think now when I lose, I just really try to learn from it, and it just makes it a little bit easier, even though it's the worst feeling in the world.
when we did watch your amateur career, you know, and reading press releases, it always just seemed like you're always winning. Was that the case, or were there people that were pushing you a lot as a kid?
There's definitely people pushing me for sure. But yeah, I feel like my amateur career, everything just happened really fast. You know, I started surfing, and then I just kind of did these amateur contests and things just started happening and sponsors started coming and I don't know, just stuff just kind of happened. And even the year I qualified, you know, I was just trying to get experience that year and then I ended up making the tour. And so I feel like I didn't really think about anything besides just like surfing. And I think that's what helped me do so good. So Yeah, I don't know.
Do you remember like getting sponsored for the first time and what that felt like?
Yeah, for sure. I definitely looked at my older brother and was like, wow, it'd be so cool to have like stickers on your own board. And I used to write all of his like hand-me-down boards. So I would always like dream of, you know, yeah, having my own sponsors and my own like clothes being sent to the house. And I thought that was like so cool. So yeah, definitely when I had my first sponsor, it was like a dream come true for sure.
What was your first sponsor?
Fox, actually. Yeah, so.
You remember like signing a contract and everything? Or did you were just surprised a little?
I don't even know if that happened. It probably wasn't that deep, but just even getting clothes or whatever deal I was on, I don't really remember, but I just remember feeling really cool putting a sticker on my board. I feel like when you're young, that's almost cooler than the money. You don't even think about the money. It's more just like, oh, I got a sticker on my board, like, and people know I'm sponsored, you know? So, yeah.
Do you ever just sit sometimes and just laugh and go, I get paid to go surfing?
Yeah, it's definitely crazy. You know, I think it's like the coolest thing ever. And I think sometimes when you know, have a hard loss or whatever, you just remind yourself that, like, hey, like, no matter how hard it gets, you know, I get paid to do what I love. And that's, there's nothing better than that.
It's funny talking about your amateur career and then you go, hang on, your phone rang at 13 to go be a wild card at Lower Trestles when that was a regular season event. I mean, what an experience. I think that's still the record for youngest to get the call up as a wild card. What do you remember about that experience?
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. I just remember being like super, super, super nervous and being like, holy cow, this is like crazy, you know? And I just remember being really starstruck and I got the call up like the night before. So yeah, I just remember there's a lot of nerves and just seeing like Carissa Moore and I remember she was like in my first heat, I think, and I was just so starstruck by who was in my heat. And the waves were firing. I remember it was like offshore and really fun. It was just a really cool experience. My family was there, so it was pretty awesome, but definitely was like really starstruck for sure.
At that point, was there an expectation or was it like, hey, let me just survive this moment?
I definitely think since I was little, I've always put a lot of pressure on myself and high expectations. And so even though I was like looking back, I'm like, gosh, I was 13. Like I should have not have any pressure on me at all. But obviously, you know, you want to perform well and surf well. And I think that's really where it came from is I didn't really care about the result then. It was more just like, hey, I just want to like put a great performance on and get good waves and not fall on every wave type of thing and survive the moment and just kind of enjoy it. But yeah, it's funny to look back on, you know, for sure.
WSLstore.com is powered by Shopify. We love the analytics we can check on the go. A lot of us are addicted to checking the Shopify app on our phones. We also love the automations and marketing integrations with our social and YouTube channels. It has incredible features to help us manage our global audience, including international taxation support and great shipping optionality. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're auctioning autographed apparel or selling sleek skis, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lineup, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lineup now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/lineup.
There's this rad, you still have this, by the way, this rad Grom nature about you, which I think is just what we all strive for. Just that youthful energy and stoke on surfing. And, you know, meeting you around that time in 13, it just, you just have this happy-go-lucky, ready to rip, and let's see how I go against my heroes, which was really special. But at the same time, when you're breaking records of being the youngest to get a wild card, the youngest to qualify, are you starting to go, hang on, like, what kind of gift do I have here? And does that give you, pressure to use it in the right way? Or was it all just kind of happening so fast, you're just taking it and running with it?
Yeah, I feel like definitely a lot of it was happening so fast. I think the beauty about being young is you don't really think about anything, and that's what helps you do so good, is you kind of just, all you're worried about is your next wave and your next surf. That's all really that's going on in your head, and that's like just the beauty of being young and having no pressure on you. And so I feel like then I didn't really have any thoughts of like, oh, where is this going to go? I just kind of was just rolling with it, and it's like, sweet, surfing's fun, and that's all I care about, and let's just keep it going, you know? And then obviously as you get older and you start, you know, accomplishing a lot, I think that's when the pressure starts to come in from other people and on yourself especially, is like, okay, how am I going to keep living up to these expectations, and how am I going to do better than that? And so I think it's only natural to feel that, but yeah, at the time I definitely was just kind of just didn't really have much going on in my head and just kind of surfing, to be honest.
That's what we're all trying to get.
Right,
like, you
exactly.
Just clear your mind from any distractions
yeah,
and surf.
Yeah, for sure, 100%.
Oh, that's awesome. I remember, rookie season semifinal at Bells. I saw you after, and I remember just my perception of your reaction to losing the semifinal. I'm just like, she's not done yet. Like, you did not want to be done yet. You still had more surfing to show. Do you remember that feeling, and was that pretty accurate?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember that was such a cool event because I got to see Mick retire, which was, like, so awesome to see, and I'm so stoked. I got to see him surf a few events on my first year on tour, and yeah, I remember I lost to Steph in that heat, and she ended up winning the contest. So I think, yeah, I definitely, when you lose, you definitely just want to keep surfing, especially as a Grom. You're like, I remember the waves were firing too, and I just wanted to kind of keep surfing. And so, yeah, I remember that feeling. That was a really cool day, even though I lost. You know, it was just, like I said, really cool to see Mick retire. And yeah, it was just a really special day for sure.
Yeah, I think it's funny because you've obviously had wins, but there's something in that day where I was like, you're not done yet. You have more to show, which was, I couldn't wait to see you in the jersey again to see what you're going to do. Rookie year, very successful. Second year, runner-up in the world, which was really impressive, and qualifying for the Olympics as well. You obviously started adjusting to surfing against your heroes and found that real hot streak of a winning feeling. It felt like your second year on tour, it was like night and day with how comfortable you were getting on tour.
For sure. And I definitely felt that. You know, I think just kind of going to those places like Margaret's and Bell's and, you know, Jay Bay, and almost like majority of the tour I haven't been to ever in my life. So I think some of those waves are really important to have experienced. I think just even going there once and just kind of getting the vibe of like where to stay and what restaurants to go to and what the waves like and what boards to bring, and all that just really helped me for my second year. And obviously also just having the confidence after my rookie year. You know, I didn't know how my rookie year was going to go. I almost wasn't even going to do that year. You know, it was definitely a big conversation with my parents and my team of like, okay, like, you're still in school, like, you haven't graduated high school, like, who's going to go with you? Like, and obviously I really wanted to do it, but I just wanted to make sure I had like the right support system. And so yeah, so I think just after having 1 year under my belt and having some good results just kind of gave me a lot of confidence of like, yeah, I belong here. And that really helped me kind of have a successful second year on the tour.
You're one of the first people I thought of when Caitlin Simmers made her announcement to postpone her rookie debut. What was your reaction to that?
Yeah, look, I thought it was really cool, and I definitely really respected her decision. And yeah, look, like, I think unless if you're like 100% ready to do it and really want to do it, like, I don't really think you should. And I think if you're kind of having any doubt, obviously I think the big thing for her as well is like having that support crew and kind of just making sure you have that support on the road, because that's a really big thing that you know, is really important. You're going to all these different countries and you're away from your family and friends that you're used to being with every day. So I think that was the biggest thing. And so I chatted to her a little bit about it, and you know, I was like, hey, you're so young, like, it's so cool to that you qualified already, like, it's an incredible accomplishment, but you're gonna make it again next year. So just like whatever decision, you know, makes you happy, most comfortable, like, stick with that. So Yeah, I thought it was cool. And like I said, if whatever makes you feel most comfortable, you should do.
That's cool. And you must be kind of reliving some of things through her eyes a bit as she's like winning her first couple of events. Is that bringing you memories for yourself as well?
Yeah, absolutely. When I see her, I definitely see like just a girl that just wants to surf. And I think that's like the coolest thing ever is when you're super clear-minded and the only thing that's in front of you is like your next wave. And so I think that's like the best mindset to have. And that's definitely what I see in her. So it's really cool to see.
You've seen a lot in a short period of time, you know, looking at the last handful of years. How would you describe the state of the tour now and what kind of surfing is happening on the big stage?
Yeah, it's incredible. To see how much it's evolved is like amazing, especially on the women's side. It's pretty incredible. So this is the first year I'm experiencing a lot of new faces. I think my first couple years on tour, it was kind of me as a young one and then like everybody else. And so I feel like now, like kind of myself and like this generation, I feel like we are a part of all the same generation, you know, give or take a couple years. But I feel like now it's just kind of a little bit of changing of the guard, but obviously still like I feel like there's kind of a new generation coming up and starting to, you know, take over and starting to get in a mix with like the older girls, which is really cool. So yeah, it's awesome to be a part of. It's awesome to see. And I do feel like I have seen a lot in a short amount of time. I think sometimes people forget, like, they're like, oh, you're a veteran. I'm like, oh, okay, I'm 21. Like, 21-year-old veteran. I think it's kind of funny. Yeah, I just try to take it as a compliment. But, yeah, it's really cool to see. And, you know, I think it's just going to keep, the progression is just going to keep getting better and better. And I'm excited to see it and be a part of it. And should be fun.
Is this a year where we're going to have a new champion? I mean, think about the last 15 years. Three surfers. You know, it's Carissa, Steph, Tyler.
Wow, it's crazy. I didn't even know that.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Is that going to change this year?
I think there's a chance, yeah. Obviously, you know, Carissa is in really good form this year. And Steph, obviously, what she did last year was incredible. And Tyler, too, like all those girls I have so much respect for. And they're so gnarly and been dominating for years and years. But yeah, look, there definitely could be a new champion this year, and we'll see. I guess we'll see in September.
It's funny thinking about your career. I think you had Tyler Wright at Lowers when you were 13, and then you had Tyler in the final at El Salvador and got a big win. It's like lots happened from that little kid and then to the surfer you are today. What's it like surfing against a world champ? Is it different than anyone else on tour, and how do you approach it?
Yeah. That's funny. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, obviously when you serve against the world champs, you know, they're world champs for a reason. You can't really make any mistakes against them, and you obviously have to serve your best. And so, but yeah, obviously at the same time, I don't really think of them as like any different heat. I kind of just, you know, go out there with my plan, and I'm kind of in my world and not really worry about the other person. But then again, they are world champs for a reason, and you know, you don't want to make any mistakes against a world champ, that's for sure.
Is there someone on tour that you just love to compete with, where you're like, I can't wait?
Yeah, I enjoy competing against everyone. It's a lot of fun. I definitely love competing against Carissa and Steph. I think they're two surfers that really kind of bring the best out in me, and it's just a fun challenge. Obviously, they've been dominating the sport for so long, way before I qualified, and now still when I'm on the tour. So it's really fun to be up against the champs and the best, I think. It's really cool.
Yeah, what a rad opportunity, huh?
For sure.
Before we get to this recent win, kind of where you're sitting now and you look at everything you've accomplished, is there one moment in your career that you're the most proud of?
Yeah, I think definitely the Olympics was a big one for me. At the time, I think I was oblivious to how big the situation was and how cool it was to qualify for the Olympics. My parents kept saying, like, oh, do you know how cool this is? And I was like, yeah, like, but in a way, I think it was really cool just because I was, like, young and oblivious to the whole situation. And looking back, I think, you know, the Olympic qualification was, like, a big one for me that I'm really proud of. And it was definitely one of the coolest experiences I've had. And just, like, representing your country was just such a rad feeling. And I think that Gold Coast win, just getting that first win and first win of the season and first equal pay was, like, kind of a really special feeling. And had my whole family there, so I just remember like running out of the water and like hugging my older brother because he was the one who got me into surfing. So it was like a really special moment, and I don't think that win would have been as special if it wasn't for them being there, you know. So that was just a really cool moment, and it was really emotional. And so, Yeah, it was, I don't know, maybe those two moments, for sure.
I'll never forget seeing your dad.
Yeah.
When you qualified for the Olympics. It was on Maui. And I couldn't imagine a more proud person in the world of his daughter. And he just kept going, wow, I guess you have family members that have served and, you know, protected the freedom of the United States.
Yeah.
And he was getting teary-eyed. I could tell it was hitting his soul, how much it meant that you were going to represent USA and it was going to say marks on your back, you know? And I'll never forget that. What was it like seeing him after you heard the news?
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, like his dad, you know, my grandpa was really, really, really into sports. And so I think, you know, since I was little, he's always been really into sports and in the Olympics. And so I think for them, that was huge. And, you know, like I said, I don't think in the moment I really realized how big of a deal that was. I was just pretty young and oblivious to the situation. And once I got to the Olympics, then I started to realize, like, wow, this is, like, incredible. Like, this is so cool. And so, yeah, to have them all there, you know, they came to the Gold Coast that year and then they came to Maui. So they came to the first and last events and it was just so great to have them there for that support. And there was a lot on the line that week in Maui, a lot of pressure. And so just to have them there and kind of get my mind off of it and just keep it light and fun was awesome. And so, yeah, I think what makes our journey so special is like sharing what people you love and having them there. And so to have my family there watch me, you know, qualify and just to give them a big hug after it happened, after walking up the cliff, was just like the best feeling ever. So, yeah, it was a really cool moment.
I think we're finding something here, how special your family is to you. I feel like
your
brothers are like good luck charms, aren't they? Like, yeah. It seems like they're at every win, right?
Yeah, it's funny. I was actually, my oldest brother, Luke, hasn't been to an event since the Gold Coast. And he came to El Salvador this year, and I was talking to Seth because, you know, he's surfing as those guys a little bit. And so he was like, if you win this event, they got to come everywhere. And so I ended up winning, which was crazy. I'm like, my brother's 2 for 2 with me. So that's pretty funny. Yeah, I just think kind of I feel like I do my best surfing when I'm just kind of happy and in a good mindset. And so when I'm around them, they're like my best friends. And so it just keeps everything lighthearted and fun. And yeah, it just makes me, I don't know, surf better maybe. I don't know, just good vibes, yeah.
What a good feeling.
For sure.
Gosh, yeah. You could analyze it and just go, wait, we've got something here.
For sure.
How do I recreate that when they're on the road? If it's a phone call before your heat, because whatever it is, it's magic.
For sure. We got a big family chat going, and I'm pretty close with my whole family, so we talk often. And so I feel the support even if I'm like a million miles away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool. So the Olympic experience. You know, actually doing it. But you're next to your childhood hero, Carissa Moore, obviously your rival these days, but you're in a different sense because you're representing the same cause in a way. Did it feel that way? Were surfing so individual? Did it feel like you actually could connect on a different level as competitors?
Yeah, it's weird. I think that was pretty cool about the Olympic thing is like you mean like how was it at the Olympics?
Or like being with Carissa, being with John, being with Kolohe.
Oh, like at the Olympics.
Did that feel like you actually had a team kind of?
Yeah, got it.
Because you're not in a team sport, you know?
Okay. Yeah, I think that was like the interesting thing about surfing is like in the Olympics, it is such an individual sport. It is such a cutthroat sport and you are there to win for yourself. And I think it was funny because we were all staying together and surfing together and eating together and doing everything together and spending every moment together. And I think that's a lot different than when you're on the tour. You know, you kind of have your crew and your own program. And obviously everyone's really friendly, but you're there to win yourself and you don't really care about anybody else. Where the Olympics, you know, you're kind of on the beach cheering for everyone to do good. But at the same time, you know, I guess you're there. Yeah, you were definitely there to win your own medal for sure, but you also wanted them to be in the final with you. And so, yeah, the whole experience was really cool. And I feel like we kind of all bonded and it was a lot of fun. And it was kind of sad leaving. I was like, oh, it was like a little family vibe we had going on. But yeah, I definitely feel like it felt more like a team vibe for sure. And, you know, you're there representing your country. You want everyone to do good. And so that was cool.
How cool is that for support as well once you become an Olympian?
Yeah, absolutely. It was like nothing I've ever experienced before, honestly. It was like pretty amazing. And the feeling of just representing your country, it just felt so proud and awesome. So yeah, it was pretty cool.
Manduka was founded in 1997 with the simple idea that a better yoga mat could make a world of difference. For generations, Manduka has revolutionized the yoga space by providing purposely crafted products that enable a more joyful practice, whatever that looks like for you. The collaboration between Manduka and Jerry Lopez honors Jerry's profound dedication to both surfing and yoga disciplines. The limited edition collection showcases Jerry's signature camouflage print inspired by his surfboards. It fuses his iconic surf style with Manduka's commitment to quality and sustainability, offering everyone a unique expression of their practice. We all know that having the right gear is essential, and a yoga mat is no different. Feel the benefits of yoga with Manduka's soulfully engineered, eco-friendly products designed to inspire your practice wherever you go. The Manduka and Jerry Lopez collection want to inspire you to practice yoga however you choose to. And from now until June 10th, you will get 15% off of all products when you visit manduka.com with the code THELINEUP15. That's manduka.com, code THELINEUP15.
As a pro athlete, as an Olympian, all these beautiful things, like dreams for people and yourself to accomplish. How have you learned to go, I'm allowed to have my own life and then sort of my professional life? Have you been able to navigate that really well?
I think that's like probably the hardest part for me is like, okay, like obviously there's a level of selfishness you need to have. And yeah, you're obviously on this like journey where I just want to accomplish my goals so bad, and like anyone that's going to get in the way of that, you know, you kind of have to eliminate from your life. And so it can be, yes, it sounds really selfish, but it's true, you know. So yeah, it's definitely at times I have a hard time kind of balancing like, okay, I need to be a kid and have fun, but I also like need to be serious and be a competitor. But I do feel like now I have a lot better balance than I used to. I'm like, it's okay to do it all. You know, you can have fun and also be the most hardworking person in the room. So, yeah, I do feel like I got a good balance. Definitely don't have it figured out, but I feel like in a good spot with it right now. So, yeah.
Fun part is figuring it out, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Is there an emotion that you like to have when you compete? Like, do you like to compete happy? Do you like to compete angry or anything like that? Have you figured that out at all?
I definitely think when I'm like happy and just peaceful, I definitely just do my best surfing. And so, yeah, I like to be happy for sure. I think once you get in the water, you just kind of turn into like a, I don't know, you just like a crazy competitor. But just like overall, just at the events and just like the place I'm at, I think when I'm happy, I just end up doing better. And just kind of having a little bit of swagger, like, you know, just kind of confidence and happy is when I can be my best.
I like that.
I don't know how to explain it, but
I like that.
Yeah, definitely happy. I don't really even think about that. I just kind of go with the flow.
Do you think you've ever intimidated anyone before the heat start?
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
That's pretty cool. That's a win.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Do people do that on tour? I mean, do you think that happens? I think it does.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. I definitely just like, I don't really, on the land stuff, I'm like, whatever. I feel like I have a personality where I talk to everyone and I'm like friends with everyone, but you know, definitely when I'm in the water, it's just that all just kind of goes away and you don't really care how close you are to the person. You're just like, I want to beat you. And you know, if you just, you're so focused on your goals and what's kind of good for you. And so I think it's really cool. I think all the girls kind of have a great kind of respect for each other. Like in the water, it's game time. And then on land, everyone can be really cool and, you know, have a glass of wine after and have fun and whatever, you know.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened in heat? Anyone like start singing to you or anything?
Actually, I had someone scratch me in my heat once, but we're not going to say who
it was. And where? Okay, yeah, where are they from?
You want the drama? Yeah. Joe wants the drama.
This is for the show. This is ratings.
No, I had someone scratch me, and I've had some weird questions asked in a heat before, but
really?
It's all good. Yeah, super weird. just about like, I don't even know, but yeah, it's all good.
But you knew where it was coming. You're like, yeah. You're trying to throw me off. Right,
and then we sorted after, like, it was just like a, hey, I'm sorry, like I was in the moment type of thing. And I was like, no worries, like I get it, like whatever, you know.
That's how you want to win?
No, I get it. Like when you want something so bad, sometimes you just like say things or do things that are crazy. And so Yeah. But no, everything's good. Nothing too crazy. You just move on, whatever. And I think it's really cool when someone like tries super hard against you. I like really respect that because I'm like, you know, that means you think I'm good. Like, I really think that's cool when someone just tries super extra hard against you. Like, that's sick.
You want that.
You want that. That's what you want. Yeah.
Well, I like it.
Yeah.
Rip Curl WSL Finals is a pretty amazing, intense format. You looking at where you are right now, what's it going to take to get a spot at Lower Trestles this year?
Yeah, I just think kind of take it heat by heat and just kind of keep focusing, keep doing what I'm doing. And I feel like it's been kind of working this year, and I feel like I'm in a good place with everything. And yeah, my boards feel right, my mind feels right. And I got a good routine going, so just kind of stick with that and just, yeah, take it heat by heat and just focus on the moment, be in the moment, and just do really good, I guess.
What do you think about the format?
Yeah, I think obviously it's really exciting. I think it brings a lot of drama, and it's really cool. It's at Trestles. Like, selfishly, that's in my backyard, so it's pretty awesome. And yeah. I think, I don't know, I haven't been in the finals yet, so I guess hopefully I can tell you at the end of September what it feels like, but yeah, I guess we'll see how the format is.
What was it like watching? Because we've had two versions where Carissa won her fifth world title, then we saw her as the number one seed lose what was felt like a sixth world title in her hands, and Steph go from the first match all the way through. What was it like watching that?
Yeah, it was definitely crazy to watch. You know, I think if you are in that number one spot, you do have to be really strong-minded because you are watching someone win heats before you and kind of already in this rhythm, you know. So I think kind of when you come in lower, you kind of have a bit of an underdog and you're kind of just like, okay, like everything kind of has to go right for me to win. Where if you're first, you do have everything to lose, you know, and you really have to be on that day. And so, but at the same time, it's such an advantage because you only have to win two heats. So. Yeah, I think, I don't know. It's obviously super exciting and, it's pretty crazy to think you can win from fifth, but, and lose at first, you know, so there's a lot of scenarios that can happen, but, yeah, may the best person win.
There we go. Yeah. And it's Tyler, Carissa, they're already going to be there. You're in a great spot sitting third in the world. That's got to feel amazing coming into the last two events of the season.
For sure. Yeah. It's super exciting. And, I feel like I'm in a good spot, and the next two events are really exciting. Some of my favorites on tour, so super excited for J-Bay and Tahiti, and yeah, hopefully I can get a really good result here and clinch my spot. And but yeah, whatever it takes, I'm willing to do to. I really want to be in the finals.
The move is obviously very meaningful for your career, having lowers there, and how important that wave is for your career. But it's like you probably have to remind people, hey, I'm still from Florida, though, right? They probably want to claim you in California.
For sure, for sure. I think some people think I am from California. I'm like, no, I'm from Florida, always will be. And yeah, like I said, super proud of that. I love my people from Florida. I love Florida. He's angry.
That's a little shout for Florida right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that was a Florida shout. That's what he was saying, like, hell yeah. But yeah, like I said, moving to San Clemente has been a great move for my career. And so, yeah, just having lowers in my backyard has been pretty amazing. So I feel like it's been a great kind of combo to bounce back in between those two places and just kind of yeah, I feel like it's a really good combo, those two places, for sure.
What does the wave at Lowers bring out of your surfing?
Yeah, it's, I guess the best way I can describe it is kind of like a liquid skate park. You kind of can just do everything, and super rippable. It's really fun. It's like a really good left and a right, and so I think it's great for trying boards and just kind of working on certain maneuvers. You know, you can kind of just be like, hey, I want to work on errors, and just work on errors, and you will get that consistent like section, you know, because it's a pretty consistent wave and it's like super rippable. So yeah, it's been really good for all that stuff.
I did want to ask you about Luke Egan, because he is an absolute legend, still ripping, geez.
Yeah.
In his 50s and never slowing down. That's been a really cool partnership for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been really cool to have Luke in my corner, and yeah, like I really look up to his surfing, and I just really enjoy having him around. He has like a really cool, like calm energy about him, and he has a lot of great stories about from when he was on tour. And yeah, I think like he's got so much knowledge, and I'm just stoked he's able to share that with me. And so definitely when he talks, I definitely, you know, listen. I feel like a sponge around him for sure. I'm like, hey, take it all in. So yeah, it's been really cool to have him in my corner.
If he was an animal at the safari, which one would he be?
Well, actually, I call him Wreck-It Ralph because he has his arms and he like he goes like so low and his hands are so big. So I call him Wreck-It Ralph because he's just like this, like, I don't know. It's just funny. So since I like first started working on him, like, you look like Wreck-It Ralph. It's like one of my favorite like kid movies. So more than an animal, he looks like Wreck-It Ralph. I don't know.
It's amazing. It's a wingspan,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's the wingspan and the hands. He has massive hands and feet. And yeah, it's pretty funny. So I call him Ralph sometimes.
That's the secret. You mentioned you've got a really good routine. And in this part of your career, 21 now, third in the world, 3 finals, 1 win this season. What is that routine? And is it drastically different from what you were doing in the past?
I don't know if it's like drastically different. I think just kind of, I feel like just things are kind of in check right now with like my boards and kind of my mindset. I think my mindset's been the biggest thing I've worked on, is just really believing in myself and believing in myself when I'm behind in the heat or whatever the situation is, just knowing like, okay, I got this, you know, I've like worked really hard on this and I've trained for this, and just now's the time to just, you know, really believe in yourself. And I think, yeah, just kind of having a good program with Luke and just kind of really trusting the process. And you know, when there are hard losses, like really learn from it, and when you win, like really enjoy it and have fun, but you know, still keep on track. And so just little things like that, nothing too drastically changed. But
I like that.
Even if I said that right, but
yeah. Nothing drastically different.
Yeah, drastically different. Thank you. That's why you interview people, not me.
I do it all the time in the booth. I just keep going.
But yeah, I don't know, just kind of like I also think like being in the moment, not like really worrying about too much. That's like what's ahead of me. I think it's really easy to kind of always look so far at what's ahead of you when you always have a date to look forward to, or the next place you're going to, the next place. And I think just kind of trying to be in the moment as much as possible and just enjoy where I'm at and the people around me and the wave in front of me. And that's been really cool for me to kind of try and do.
Presence is a gift.
Yeah, for sure. It's hard to do too, you know, because you always are like, hey, what am I doing next? You know, but yeah, just trying to be in the moment and just really enjoy it, you know, because it goes by quick.
Especially when you're goal-driven. It's like there's always something else,
right?
You're trying to achieve. I'm asking you about finals, and you're trying to be right here. You
right,
know I mean?
And like, that's what I mean. Like, obviously, it's
the prep's got to be there, but you got to stay where you are.
For sure, yeah. Exactly. So I guess that's the best way I can explain it, is like you're so goal-driven that you always want to look forward, but you kind of, I'm trying to do my best to just be in the moment and just kind of enjoy that, and that's been kind of really fun to do.
You qualified at such an interesting time. You mentioned, you know, you won the first big prize purse when it was equal prize money. Obviously, waves like Pipeline in Tahiti on the calendar. Speaking of Pipe in Tahiti, do those waves really excite you on tour?
For sure. I think they're really exciting and really challenging. I've definitely had a lot more waves at Chopu than I have at Pipe. Yeah, Tahiti is one of my favorite places to go to, and obviously Pipe's a really fun challenge. I feel like I haven't really gotten that many good waves out there, I think, with the crowd and just like, I don't know, you definitely really have to send yourself over the ledge there. So that's a really fun one for me to like kind of challenge myself of like, okay, like that's a wave I really want to do good at and get really good waves at. And so that one's like a really fun challenge, and Tahiti as well. You know, I think they're, like I said before, they're really challenging waves, but also like, if you do get good waves at them, it feels very accomplishing. So it's really exciting for sure.
That's so cool. And I was kind of thinking, for a lot of the women's tour, it's almost like tour's changing.
Totally.
There's Pipe, there's Tahiti, but you're also managing your schedule of preparing for all the events on tour. What have you done to prepare, and like, what can you do in such a short period of time to get reps in at waves like that?
Yeah, you're so right. I do feel like the tour was one way, and then all of a sudden it just switched. And I feel like the girls didn't really have enough time to be like, oh, we didn't really have all those years to spend at Pipeline to get waves out there. You know, we never had to, so we never really, you know, did that as much. And so I think now that's kind of the main focus. Like, if there is a swell at Pipeline or Tahiti, you kind of are like, okay, I want to go and I want to get good waves, you know. And those are waves that you can never get enough experience at, and it's always changing, and there's so many different like moods of Pipeline and Chopu. So I think now it's just like, okay, like the events are changing, and now I just really want to like learn that wave, and it's just another new fun challenge. And so I think as the years goes on and we start surfing out there more, I think it's going to be really exciting to see like what the girls can accomplish, you know. And like we saw Moana Jones's wave sticks out in my mind. That was amazing. And she's been one of the girls that surfed out at Pipeline I think probably more than anyone, and so can really see how it's paid off. She's getting crazy barrels, so it's really cool to see, and it's really inspiring.
That's so cool. Do you have an event on the calendar that you're like, I can't wait for this one, and kind of put yourself in the moment of like, I could win that event before the season starts?
Yeah, I definitely, I feel like Bell's has always been a really exciting one for me. I just like love, it's just such an iconic event, and I feel like it'd be such a cool one to win, just because there's so much history behind it. And a lot of my heroes have won that event. So Bell's is one I really look forward to every year. Obviously J-Bay is one that's like super exciting. And it's just such an amazing wave. And it would be really cool to win a wave like Tahiti, just get barreled and win would be super cool. So yeah, there's a few that are exciting for sure.
And are there any where you're like, oh boy, this is gonna be a lot of work?
Obviously, yeah, Pipe and Sunset are waves that you're like, okay, like, you can go there and you might not feel like you practice very much and not very many waves, but that's just like, you know, the beauty of it, and you just kind of got to roll with it. And like I said, that's why I try to go out there as much as possible and chase swells and stuff. But yeah, I don't know, every year's so different, you know, like I said, it's just, you don't know what the forecast is like, and that's just like the beauty of our sport. You just kind of got to roll with it. Yeah.
So true.
Yeah.
Caroline, I'm so proud of you for everything you do for surfing, who you are as a person, reminding us to grow as well. You're an inspiration, and I can't wait to see you put the jersey on again.
Thanks, Joe. This was fun. Conversation.
Yeah. Do it again.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Absolutely.
Of course.
So that's it. That was One-on-One with Joe Trappell and Caroline Marks. I hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to watch Caroline and the remaining CT surfers wrap up the regular CT season at the Shiseido Tahiti Pro presented by Outer Known, live at worldsurfleague.com and the WSL app. Do not miss it. Today's episode is executive produced by Jed Pearson, Tim Greenberg, and myself, produced by Miguel Clemente, with art direction by Jason Penning and copywriting by Dan Willen, with support from Gina Chichao. Thanks to them, and thanks to our sponsors. We appreciate their support. I hope you safely get some waves wherever you are, and we'll see you next Tuesday. WSLStore.com is powered by Shopify. We love the analytics we can check on the go. A lot of us are addicted to checking the Shopify app on our phones. We also love the automations and marketing integrations with our social and YouTube channels. It has incredible features to help us manage our global audience, including international taxation support and great shipping optionality. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're auctioning autographed apparel or selling sleek skis, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, up to 36% better compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US, and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's extensive help resources are there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/lineup, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/lineup now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/lineup.